今天早上我在这里，心里有一点点紧张。
I'm a little bit nervous here this morning.
紧张什么呢？不是因为第一次在这里。
What I'm nervous about is not because this is the first time here.
实在是心里面有一个害怕，因为我们当中有很多的福音朋友。
The reason I am nervous about is because there's a fear. There are many gospel friends among us.
也许今天是你唯一一次机会听到福音。
There might be the only chance that you can hear the gospel.
在下一次可能要很多年以后。
There might be many years later that you can hear it again.
但愿主怜悯你。
May the Lord have mercy upon you.
也像当初怜悯我一样。
Just like he had mercy upon me.
第一次听到福音就能够痛痛快快的信主。
When I first time heard of gospel, I could just believe in him.
快快乐乐的回去。
And I can joyfully return home.
好，我们先来读一段的圣经。
Let's first read a passage.
是约翰福音第一章。
It's a gospel of John, chapter 1.
第三十五节到四十二节。
Verse 35 to verse 42.
约翰福音的第一章三十五节到四十二节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 35 to 42.
我想我们翻到了之后，我们就用各自熟悉的语言，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
好，我们请。在次日
the next day, John was
约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见门耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？他们说，拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说，你们来看。他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时约有深阵了，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。我想我们一起有点祷告。
That's another word of prayer.
主，我们的心实在是感谢你。
Lord, our hearts is full of thanksgiving.
因为你今天你的恩典依然向着我们，是要厚厚的浇灌我们。
Because you're going to outpour your grace upon us.
你要叫每一个今天在这里的人都在你面前蒙恩。
So that each one of us could be blessed by you.
我们在这里恳求你。将生命的水倾倒下来。
Lord, do pray that you will outpour the living water upon us.
滋润每一颗干渴的心。
So each one of our hearts can be nourished.
用你自己来成为我们的满足。
So that you yourself will be our contentment.
主啊，我们的心里面实在盼望，愿神的儿子在这里被高举。
Lord, our heart's desire is that the Son of God will be exalted.
叫众人只见耶稣。
So we all will see Jesus and none other else.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣在这里问了一个非常有意思的问题。
Jesus asked a very interesting question here.
当他回过头去看见这两个门徒跟着他。
When he turned around and saw two disciples following him.
他说，你们要什么？
And he said, "What do you want?"
这个翻译啊，中文的翻译，不太能够，不是很准确。
The Chinese translation might not be as accurate.
你去读英文的圣经的翻译的话，它
if you read an English translation,
它其实是说 "What are you seeking?"
And actually, it'd be better translated as "What are you seeking?"
就是你们在寻找什么。
What are you seeking?
这是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
我自己个人认为是人生当中最重要的一个问题。
To me personally, I think this is the most important question for our life.
我们年幼的时候也许不觉得它有什么重要。
When we were young, we may not think it's an important question.
因为那个时候我们还年轻。
Because we were still young.
好像时间、精力对我们来说不成问题。
We still have a lot of time and energy.
好像有我们前面的路还很长。
There's a long way in front of us.
但是随着年日一天一天的过去。
But as the days pass by.
我们逐渐进入成年。
As we,
进入壮年。
As we are entering into adulthood and also into the mid-age.
我们越来越发觉。
And gradually we realize.
人一生当中最宝贵的两个资源。
There are most two important resources in our life.
就是时间和精力。
It's time and energy.
这两个资源非常的有限。
They are very limited.
用过了，用掉一点就少一点。
You use them, then they are gone.
你发觉并不像你年轻时候认为这样子，这个也可以试试，那个也可以试试。
We will no longer think as we were young, we can try this and we can try that.
于是这个找寻什么这个问题变得尤其的重要。
Therefore, what you are seeking, the question has become very important.
我们到底在寻求什么？
What are we seeking after?
我们有限的这几十年的时间，
In our limited time of a,
到底我们在寻求什么？
What are we seeking?
这个问题我记得在年轻的时候也有人问过我们。
When I was young, I was asked about this question.
那时候很天真
，and I was very naive.
这个有一开始人家说你长大了要做什么、
？The first they will ask, "What do you want to do when you grow up?"
那时候最有名的一个数学家，我们想大家都知道，都听说一点，陈景润。
There was a very famous mathematician, 陈景润。
Yes, 他那个时候刚刚好像解决了一个数学上的一个难题。
He just resolved a very difficult mathematical problem.
在我们幼小的心里就觉得，哎呀，他是英雄。
In my heart, then he was a hero.
那时候我就说，我要做数学家。
I say I want to become a mathematician.
在长大一点的时候，学一点，读一点书了。
When I grew up a little bit more.
哎呀，发觉自己好像对物理有点兴趣。
Then I found out I have some interest in physics.
于是就说我要做物理学家。
Then I say I will become a physicist.
Yeah, physicist. 我们是不是曾经都有这样的 dream, 都有这样的梦？
Didn't each one of us have this a dream like this?
我相信我们这样的想法还是比较天真的。
I think this kind of thinking is still pretty naive.
人生有很多很多的追求。
There's a many pursuit in our lives.
尤其你发觉在美国啊
，especially when in America，
你要追求一点什么，好像没有止境。
It seems that the pursuit could be endless.
追求不完的。
You will no end.
我记得刚刚到美国的时候
I first came to the States.
我记得那个时候唯一的一个感觉就是穷啊。
The only feeling I got was I was very poor.
我不知道那个时候有没有那个时候来这里来美国读书的人。
I don't know if you also came to the States about the same time.
大概差不多1990年前后。
It's about 1990.
我记得我来到美国之后第一次去supermarket, 就是那个超市。
Now, first time when I came to the supermarket.
走了一圈。
When I took a look.
心里面唯一一个感觉就是什么都好贵啊。
The only feeling I got was that everything was very expensive.
每一样东西都很贵。
Everything was expensive.
我那时候是去买一个牙刷。
I went to buy a toothbrush.
找啊找啊，找到最便宜的。
I look around and finally find the cheapest one.
一块一毛九，美金一块一毛九。
$1.19.
算一算，乘以六，因为那时候人民币的汇率是1:6。
Then I need to multiply by 6 because that's the exchange rate. It's about $7 人民币。
好贵啊！
It's very expensive.
那时候就心里面想，哎呀，这美国真是个好地方。
I thought, okay, America is a very nice place.
好好读书。
I need to study hard.
好好工作。
I need to work hard.
好好赚钱。
I need to earn a lot of money.
就可以把这些都可以买来。
Then I can purchase all I need.
我不知道在座的很多年轻人，你们现在是不是有这个想法？
I don't know if that you have the same kind of thinking for the young people here.
我们年轻的时候，的确爸爸妈妈就是这样跟我们说的。
When we were young, that's what we were told by our parents.
你们要好好读书啊。
You need to study hard.
要用功读书啊。
Harder.
这样长大了可以考好大学啊。
So that you can get into the good college.
就可以进好大学干什么呢？
What for?
毕业之后可以找个好工作啊。
You can find a good job after graduation.
找好工作干什么呢？
What for?
就要赚很多很多的钱啊。
And you need to earn a lot of money.
赚钱干什么呢？
And what for then?
可以娶老婆。
Then you can get married.
娶老婆干什么呢？
And what for?
可以成家。
And start a family.
就可以买大房子。
And purchase a big house.
就一个很好的生活。
And have a good life.
然后做什么呢？
And then what?
可以养儿育女。
Then you're going to raise your kids.
养儿育女做什么呢？
And what then?
来继续赚钱
continue to earn more money.
这样可以让儿女们长大可以读好书
so that they will study hard.
可以进好大学
can enter into a good college.
然后他们可以再开始他们的周期
and they could start their cycles.
是不是这样子
isn't it true?
我们想一想
think about it.
如果我们一生有限的时间和精力如果是为了这个的话
In our lifetime, with our limited time and energy, if we are just pursuing after this,
你有没有觉得很可悲啊?
Don't you think it is very sad?
一代又一代的过去,
one generation after another,
好像在走一个没有终结的圆圈死路,
and we are going into the endless cycles with no end.
主耶稣一看到这两个门徒在跟随他
When Jesus saw these two disciples following him
他就问他们
He asked them
你们在寻求什么
What are you seeking?
但愿这个问题也是今天我们 在座的每一位也能够从我们繁忙的脚步中能够停下来想一想
May these questions will be each, presented to each one of us so we can start from a busy life and think about it
因为这一个问题的答案
Because the answer to this question
决定了我们要怎样使用我们的时间和精力
We'll decide how we're going to use our time and energy
什么时候你开始发觉你的时间和精力很有限的时候
Whenever you find out your time and energy are very limited
你里面产生一个感觉
Then you have a feeling inside
我要把它用到最好的东西上
I'm going to use it the most effective way
那个最有价值
Spend it on the most
最有意义
Most meaningful thing,
能够持久到永远的东西上
and the thing that can last to eternity,
是不是这样子
Isn't it true?
我们很多人在美国的话，我们很多人都一生好像，是为了赚一点钱在那边生活。
In America, it seems a lot of us just spend our lifetime to earn some money.
很快你就发觉。你就被带进到一个悲剧里面。
Soon you will find out yourself in this tragedy.
你就发觉为了赚钱，你可以不择手段。
You will find out that you will use all means to try to earn some money.
这就是为什么会有Enron 中文翻成，就是几年前出现了一个很大的丑闻，就是一家很大很大很大的那个能源公司突然间就倒闭了。
Okay, so that's why there's a kind of the things that happened a few years ago. Enron Energy Company, yeah, they corrupt.
近的还有 Madoff.
The most recent one is a Madoff event.
为了赚一点点钱
Because they try to earn some money.
他可以不择手段
They will find all means to do that.
他可以以损害别人的利益为手段
They were...Use the means at other people's cost.
可以做一些事情似乎就是没有明天一样。
They seem to do the things that there is no tomorrow.
你觉得是不是很可悲?
Don't you think it is very tragic?
也有很多的人他说我不是为了追求金钱我要追求事业。
There's a lot of people say that I'm not pursuing after money, but I would like to have a successful career.
这也是我们很多来美国的人到美国来的时候，带着一点点的抱负，一点点的心愿。
This is maybe a lot of us when we came to a state with this such an ambition.
于是我们就很努力的工作。
So we worked very hard.
哎呀，很多人真的是，那真是努力工作。
Some of them are really working hard.
80小时，100小时，一个礼拜的工作。
80 hours, 100 hours a week.
好像除了睡觉、吃饭，就是在工作。
They are being working except sleeping and eating.
这样的生活是不是在我们当中很多人好像似乎也很熟悉啊
？It seems this lifestyle very familiar to each one of us.
连我们做梦的时候都牵挂我们工作。
And we worry about our jobs in our dream.
但是我告诉你
，But I will tell you，
有一天你会失望的。
And one day you will be disappointed.
我自己在2000年的时候
，In 2000,
去一家开始就是很小的公司。
I went to a startup company.、
那家公司呢，有很好的，这个产品，他们这个主意非常好。
They have a very good idea, producing a product.
好像似乎就充满了这个，盼望。
There's a full of a bright future.
我们老板也告诉我们，我们那时候员工总共只有12个人。
Our boss told us that, actually there were only 12 employees then.
他说有一天呐、我们这个公司这个产品卖出去之后，一到市场上。我们都可以退休了。
He encouraged us, once we have our products available on the market, then each one of us can retire.
但是你们现在要好好工作哦。
But for now, you need to work hard.
我们不是按照40小时算的。
Our work hours are not count by 40 hours a week.
什么时候有需要你都要工作哦。
Whenever there's a need, then you need to work.
同事们都大家都很用功的工作。
And all our co-workers have been working very hard.
结果有一天突然他就告诉你，我们公司要关门了。
One day, all of a sudden, he just came to us and said, "We're going to close down."
为什么呢
？Why is that?
不是这个产品不好。
It's not the product. It's not good.
而是公司的董事长，他觉得他等不了这么多时间去赚这笔钱。
The reason is that the CEO of the company.Didn't want to waste such a long time to earn the money.
所以他把公司就卖掉了。
And he just sold the company out.
结果新的买主呢，他不愿意再做这个产品了。
And the new owner didn't want to continue the work.
所有两年时间所有做的东西都归于灰烬。
So all our work of 2 years just went into nothing.
一个人很可悲的一件事。
This is a very sad for a person.
就是你用尽一生的心血所做的这所努力的这一件事。
Is that to use up all your energy and time?
结果不了了之。
And then you end to nothing.
我不知道你在这样的事在你身上发生过没有。
I don't know whether that has happened to you.
但在我身上是真实的。
But that was true to me.
还有一些人他说我要追求爱情。
And some of them they say I'm going to pursue love.
我们知道，在爱情中的人最喜欢说的就是永远。
Okay, so for the people in love, they would like to say eternity,
forever. 是不是？我永远爱你。
I will love you forever. Isn't it true?
但是我可以告诉你，有一天你也会失望的。
But I will tell you, one day you will be disappointed.
因为人的爱如果没有主。它就变得非常的有限。
Because a human's love without the Lord, then is very limited.
人的爱如果没有耶稣，有一天它会走到尽头的。
Human's love without Jesus will come to an end, one day.
我跟我太太那时候，我们是很相爱，所以结婚的。
My wife and I got married because of love.
但是我告诉你，结婚当夜我们就吵架了。
But I have to tell you that on my wedding days, we got into an argument.
他就收拾行李准备回家了。
She was packing up, ready to go home.
真是这样子。
It was true.
没有几年的时间，没有几年的时间，我们就闹到一个地步，要真弟兄啊，那个教会的那些弟兄姊妹要到教里来帮助我们。
Not many years after, we need to help from Brother Zhen and other brothers and sisters to help us.
这就是人的感情。
This is a human love.
你会失望的。
You will be disappointed.
还有人，他稍微走得远一点，他说：“哎呀，我要追求道德。”
And some people may go a little bit farther to say, I will pursue after morals.
这样的人我在我的人生当中我也碰到过。
I met several of them.
事实上我有一个我 家里面的长辈就是这样子。
One of my elderly relatives, just like that.
他对自己的要求非常的严格。
He held a very high standards about himself.
事实上我作为晚辈我也很尊敬他。
I have a great respect to him.
因为每一次你靠近他的时候。
Every time when I got near to him,
你发觉从这个人身上，你能够摸到他一个那个方方正正的感觉。
You will find that that person is a very upright.
Yeah. 没有妥协。
There is no negotiation at all. No compromise.
而他对自己的对晚辈对别人，就是还是常常是非常有恩典的。
And yet he was very gracious to the younger ones.
很多的时候，他明明知道我在说谎。
And many times he knew that I was lying.
他没有揭穿我。
And he didn't just put me in shame.
但是我自己清清楚楚知道他知道。
But I knew that he knew.
这样的人在做人方面应该说是已经我觉得我个人认为已经非常了不起。
I think that's a very high standard for being a man.
但是我在他的生活当中我看到一样东西。
And yet in his life I saw something.
就是他不快乐。
I saw that he was not happy.
他没有喜乐。
He didn't have a joy.
他做人做得很辛苦。
It's very hard for him to holding up to that standard.
是不是这样子？
Isn't that true?
这两个门徒就是这样。
This is true for these two disciples.
在主耶稣这个时候摩西的律法已经颁布差不多有1300多年。
In Jesus' time, Moses' law has been revealed for over 1,300 years.
犹太人这1300多年来一直都活在律法之下。
During that period of time, Jews live under the law.
照着道德的标准，你如果去读一读，啊，那个实在是很高的标准。
According to the standard of morals, they were very high standards.
所以犹太人有很高的道德标准。
So for the Jews, they held very high moral standards.
但是在他们里面有一个极深的叹息。
And yet, deep in their hearts, they have this sign.
他们发觉他们做不到。
They found out that they couldn't do it.
他们发觉一碰到律法。
They found out that once they are in touch with the law.
他有的只是叹息和恐惧。
What they had was a sign and a fear.
这是为什么当施洗约翰跟他们说看啊这是神的羔羊。
That's why when John the Baptist pointed to them that, look, behold, the Lamb of God.
我们似乎没有看见他们有任何的挣扎就跟随耶稣去了。
It seems for these disciples, they didn't have any struggle, they just followed the Lord.
因为这一声的呼喊。
Because of this calling.
看啊这是神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
勾起了他们里面一个极深的感觉。
They has stirred up a very deep feeling inside of them.
就是我需要神的羔羊。
That there is a need for the Lamb of God.
我需要救主。
I need a Savior.
所以他没有犹豫，马上就去跟随耶稣了。
So they didn't hesitate, they just followed the Lord.
但是主耶稣没有就这样子放过他们。
But Jesus didn't just let them go.
他首先问了他们一个问题。
Jesus first asked them a question.
你们在寻找什么？
What are you seeking?
你们来跟随耶稣，你们寻求什么？
You are following me. What are you seeking?
这个问题一定要解决。
This question has to be answered.
如果这个问题没有解决，在以后的路上，你会发觉你走不顺。
If you are not, the question is not correctly answered, then you will find your path is very difficult.
因为你这样发觉你在走这条路的时候路边有很多很多吸引你的东西。
Because when you follow the path, you will find that there are many temptations around you.
如果这个目标是不清楚的，
If the goal is not clear,
你会发觉你一会儿就被这个吸引过去了。
Then you will find out you will be distracted to this way.
一会儿就被这个目标吸引过去了。
And then you will be distracted to the other way.
你发觉他们很好。
You find that they are very good.
等到你清醒过来的时候，
But when you come to your senses,
时间和精力都花掉了。
Your time and energy has been consumed.
所以主耶稣说你们到底寻求什么
So Jesus asked them, what are you seeking?
今天在这里坐的福音朋友们
For gospel friends among here
弟兄姊妹们
And the brothers and sisters,
这个问题你有清楚的答案吗？
Do you have a clear answer to that question?
你们到底寻求什么？
What are you seeking?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这两个门徒有清楚的答案。
These two disciples had a clear answer.
你发觉他们的回答很宝贵。
And you found out their answers were very precious.
他们说，夫子在哪里住？
They said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
夫子在哪里住？
They said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
一个人住是一个非常重要的东西。
The dwelling place for a person is very important.
他怎么住，就显明他是怎么样一个人。
How they stay reveal what kind of person they are.
犹太人他们心中最深的叹息就是他们住不出来。
The deepest side for a Jew is that he cannot live out the reality.
他们有很好的律法。
They have a very good law.
但是发觉他们一到住，他们就发生困难了。
But when they talk about living, they have a problem.
连他们最亲近的人都知道，他们没有办法住出来。
The closest person to them find out that they couldn't live out.
所以他们说，我要看看你是怎么住的。
So they asked Jesus that I want to find out where are you staying.
我要去住，我要看看你是怎么住的，你住的地方是什么样子的。
I want to find out your dwelling place. I want to find out how you live.
说到这个住啊，我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们在我们家里面都有一块牌子，是不是？
Concerning our living, there's a plague in many households.
耶稣是我家之主。
The Lord is the head of this family.
这是我们 一结婚，我们一有自己的家，我们都急急忙忙把它挂起来的。
That's the sign we put on when we first got married.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们盼望主耶稣真是我们家的主。
That's our deepest hope that the Lord is a true Lord over our family.
但是我们心里面有个叹息。
But there's a deep sigh within.
别人到我们家里来看看我们怎么住。
When people visit us and see how we live,
他们真看见主耶稣是我们的主吗？
They really see that the Lord is the Lord over our family?
主耶稣是我们家的主吗？
Is the Lord over our family?
所以这两个门徒说，夫子在哪里住？
So these two disciples said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
我愿意去看一看。
I want to see.
我让我看看到底这个神的羔羊是不是他们所说的？
I want to find out whether the Lamb of God is the way they were describing.
在他们心里面清清楚楚的知道，他们一定要看清楚这个到底是不是神的羔羊。
From their heart, they would like to find out whether Jesus was the Lamb of God.
你发觉主耶稣的回答很宝贵。
We found out Jesus' answer was very precious.
他那个回答，他说：“你们来看。”
They say, "Come and you will see."
这个英文翻译啊，这个也是我要特别强调一下。
Now, there's an emphasis of our English translation.
英文里面啊，你发觉有些翻译，他是说是 "Come and see."
Some translation says "Come and see."
他不是说 "Come and look."
It doesn't say "Come and look."
他说是来了，你就会看见。
He said, "Come, then you will see."
来，你就会看见。
Come and you will see.
这是我们很多弟兄姊妹我们自己的经历，是不是？
This is actually our experiences for many Christians.
就像这个诗歌刚才唱的。
Just like the song we just sang.
照我本相，我来救你。
I will come to you just as I am.
我们就是这样来到主这里。
We just come to the Lord.
我们一来到主这里，我们就看见了。
And once we come, then we will see.
他就让我们看见。
They will allow us to see.
看见什么呢？
What do we see?
看见很多很多。
We will see a lot.
我想我们接下去这半个钟头四十分钟时间没有办法把所有的都讲得清楚。
I think in the following 30 or 40 minutes, we will not be able to describe all.
就着我自己个人的一点点认识。
Just based on my own understanding.
我想稍微讲个几点我们看见的。
I just want to point out a few that we have seen.
先盼望对大家都有帮助。
Hope that will be helpful to all.
第一个非常宝贵的看见。
The first seeing.
就是看见在这里有一个约拿。
We see there's acceptance.
在这里
你是神儿女的身份。
We see that we are God's children.
你是跟永远直接连在一起的。
You are directly connected to the eternity.
你不要小看这件事。
Don't look lightly on this.
这件事就是我自己个人给我无数的帮助。
These things have been a great help to me personally.
多少次我在软弱退后的时候。
And there's a lot of times when I was weak and late.And the sliding back.
是因为重新一次看见这一个永远。
I was again to bring to this point.
看见在这里有一个完全的悦纳。
I was able to see that there's a complete sentence.
重新看见我和主之间是直接连在一起的。
I was again to see that I am the direct connection with the Lord.
叫我能够重新站起来。
So that I was able to stand up again.
你知道主很恩待我。
I know the Lord has been gracious to me.
他给我一个很可爱的女儿。
He gave me a very precious daughter.
我注意到有一件事。
I noticed one thing.
这个小孩子啊，他常常，他现在会走路了，刚刚学会走路。
And she's about to walk. Actually, she is walking.
你知道这个年纪的小孩子，他有一个好奇心。
You know that at her age, they have a very strong curiosity.
这个也要碰一碰，那个也要摸一摸。
The kids of their age, they would like to touch this and they would find out that.
最要命的是他自己能走路了。
And the worst thing is that they can walk by themselves.
你不知道他什么时候都走到什么地方去了。
You don't know where they are.
但是我发觉注意到有一现象。
And I just noticed that phenomenon.
他会去摸一样他从来没有摸过的东西的时候
As my daughter about to touch something she didn't touch before
他回过头来看一看我
She will turn around and look at me
他回过头来看看我
And she will look at me
他看我的脸神是怎么样子的
She will look at my facial expression
如果这个时候我的脸 我非常就不高兴的话
If I was unhappy then
他就犹豫了
And she would hesitate.
她就不知道这个手该不该伸出去。
She would kind of hesitate whether to stretch out her hand or not.
我给她一个笑脸的时候
if I showed her my smile,
她就放放心心的把手伸出去了。
And she would just stretch her out without
any hesitation. 没有一点点的惧怕。
And no fear at all.
这个是孩子给我的一点点启示。
This is some revelation from the kids.
你知道一个人的安全感是从哪里来的？
You know, where do we have our security?
一个人的安全感是因着他跟他的父亲有很好的关系。
The security originated from the close relationship with the parents.
他可以从他的父亲、他的母亲那里得到真实的安慰。
A person can gain the true comfort from his parents.
那一个叫做从父母来的认同。
That is called identity from
identified with your parents.
That is identifying ourselves with our parents.
我们是不是也是这样子？
Isn't that true for us?
我每次当我想到我们早晨在这里擘饼喝杯的时候，
Every time when I think about when we have a breaking of bread here,
每一次想到我们与神，我们的父亲是认同的。
Every time we thought that we identify ourselves with our Father,
我们有与主耶稣一样的生命。
We had the same life of our Lord Jesus.
叫我们的心里面充满了安慰。
So that our hearts is full of a comfort.
这一个，每一次你到主面前来的时候，他都要叫你摸到。
Every time when we come before the Lord, we shall be touched by this.
这是为什么我们说，这个不是外面的那些事物可以左右的。
That's why we are not directed by the outward things.
这是第一个看见。
This is the first seeing.
第二个看见。
And the second seeing.
第二个看见就是，你发觉很多的东西不见得就是你的眼睛所、你的肉眼所认识的那样。
There's a lot of things that they are not exactly what they appear.
我们人的智慧常常告诉我们眼见为实。
Our human wisdom tells us,
when you
seeing
see
is a,
with your eyes, this is the true reality.
Okay, seeing with your eyes is reality.
但是事实上我自己的个人的认识，这也是主怜悯我，叫我看见一个事实，就是眼见不见的是事实。
And the Lord's mercy and my understanding is that as what we are seeing it might not be the reality.
这个东西为什么这么重要呢？
Why is it so important?
救我们脱离很多的虚假。
Because of that, we can be delivered from many falsehood.
每次我们到主面前来的时候，
Every time when we come before the Lord,
你发觉这里有一个很清楚的标准。
We will see that there is a clear standard.
叫你知道什么是真的，什么是假的。
So that you can see what is true, what is false.
什么是实在的，什么是虚无的。
What is real and what is fake.
就我们脱离很多很多的虚妄。
So that we can be delivered from a lot of vanity.
也挽救我们少走了很多的弯路。
And we can just be delivered from wasting our time.
是不是这样子？
Isn't that true?
很多的时候我觉得我们尤其是结婚的人。
A lot of times for who are married.
夫妻之间是不是常常吵架？
A lot of times the spouse will go into arguments.
你发觉吵架的时候两个人都很有道理。
And we found that in our fights, both sides are was holding their reasons.
好像这个谁都比谁有道理。
Since my reason is stronger than yours.
到后来吵到后来也不知道是怎么回事，也没有一个好像很清楚的这个解决。
As the argument goes on, and to the point that we don't know how to end it.
但是我发觉每一次吵完了之后，到主耶稣面前来的时候，
But I found out that every time when we had the argument and after the argument when we come before the Lord,
所有一切的狡辩好像都变得虚无了。
And all our arguments become very vain.
很软弱。说不出来了。
Our reasoning was very weak.
是不是这样子？
Isn't that true?
那个也一样，我们在这个世上常常有很多东西是带着欺骗性的。
You know, in this world, there are many things that are deceiving us.
我们一眼看过去的时候，觉得好宝贵哦。
By the first look, we feel that they are very precious.
我们有的时候去参加一些聚集。
Sometimes we go to some gatherings.
哎呀，让你觉得里面很火热，很激动。
You will be excited. You feel very zealous inside.
你好像觉得好像浑身都有力量。
You feel like you are energized.
浑身出来的时候都好像觉得很有力量。
You feel like you are energized.
好像找到了一些什么东西似的。
It seems that you have found something precious.
但是感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
每每把这些东西一放到主面前的时候，
Every time when we bring the things before the Lord.
真假立辩，
and there's a distinction between true and false.
你发觉一下子就显明出来，
and that will be revealed immediately.
这是何等的宝贵！
This is so precious.
这是第二个看见，
This is second seeing.
第三个看见，
and the third seeing.
叫我们看见在主耶稣这里有一个挽回。
We can see that there's a restoration from the Lord.
我们人生有很多的叹息。
There are many signs in our lives.
这些叹息随着我们年日，随着我们人生的经历不断的加深。
And these signs will continue to grow as we walk in the journey.
我们巴不得能够重新来一次。
There's a hope that we would like to start it over again.
我们巴不得能够再有一次的机会。
We hope that we will give a second chance.
但是很可惜。
But very pitiful.
有些东西再也没有机会了。
And there are a lot of times that we won't have the second chance.
但是感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
我每一次到主面前来的时候，
Every time when I come to the Lord,
主就叫我看见他是我的挽回祭。
The Lord allow me to see that He is the atoning sacrifice for me.
在我的几十年的人生当中，
In my lifetime,
很多的人是我所伤害的。
I have hurt many people.
有很多的人也是给我带来伤害的。
And I have been hurt by many.
这些伤害，有的时候几十年在我们的心中，也不见得能够过得去。
And we might just hold a grudge because of the hurt for many, many years.
我们人能够做的可能最好的就是把它深藏在心里。
What we can do the best is just hide them in the depth of our heart.
但是我们没有办法让它过得去。
But we cannot just let go of them.
这些东西成了我们心病。
These things will become a struggle within.
每一次一碰到。
Every time when we're touched.
就叫我们整个的人都就会软弱下来。
Then we will become weak every time when we're touched by on those points.
一摸到就是那个极深的痛处。
Every time we were touched on those points, they will bring a deep hurt.
但是感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
到主面前来。
As we come before the Lord.
他用他完全的爱来医治我们。
He will heal us with his perfect love.
那一个医治。
That healing.
我告诉你，那真实的医治。
That's a true healing.
他能够叫这一切都被挽回过来。
All things will be restored.
心中所有一切的酸楚。
All the suffering you had.
因为看见自己是蒙爱的人。
But once when we see that we are beloved.
就可以不再纪念。
Then we will let them go.
这就是我们，这就是我在主面前看见的三个，我觉得我自己个人觉得最宝贵的东西。
That's what I have the.Three seeings before the Lord, I found that they are very precious.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
你发觉这些门徒，这两个门徒他去看。
We found that these two disciples, they went and they saw.
圣经说他们这一天就与主同住。
And the Bible recorded that they spent a day with the Lord.
这个什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
什么叫与主同住啊？
What does that mean, staying with the Lord?
我不知道你有没有想有没有这样子的经历跟另外一个人同住。
Well, I don't know if whether you have experienced staying or spend a day with the other person.
这个一个同住就是他把你里他把他里面所有最秘密的东西都显明给你。
Staying with another person means the person going to reveal the deepest secret in his heart to you.
毫无保留的给了你。
Without any reservation.
是不是这样子？
Isn't that true?
我们其实很怕跟人住的。
Actually, we are afraid to live with others.
是不是？这个我们来主日来教会，这个可以这个几个钟头，我们可以跟大家在一起。
Yeah. We can get along for a few hours on Sundays.
这个我们，但是如果回到家里，这个一直一天二十四小时。一个礼拜七天都跟我们一起住。
If we stay together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
你发觉我们心里很紧张。
And we feel like we are very nervous.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们里面有一些秘密不能让人看见的。
Because there are some secrets we don't want other people know.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
因为我们自己也知道那些东西经不起看的。
Because we know that they will be looked down on.
但是主耶稣向着我们是全然的敞开。
But the Lord Himself revealed Himself totally to us.
他没有向我们隐藏什么。
He didn't hide anything from us.
他求于我们的就是唯一一件事。
There's one thing He asks of us.
就是说你要去 seek, 你要去寻求。
The one thing is you have to seek.
你要愿意来看。
You are willing to see.
你就会看见。
Then you will see.
这就是这两个门徒的经历。
This is the experience for these two disciples.
在他们感谢主，他们自己也为自己做见证。
Thanks the Lord that these two disciples testified.
你发觉这两个门徒里面的另外其中的一个叫安德烈。
And one of these two was Andrew.
他是西门彼得的兄弟。
He was a brother of Simon Peter.
他一看见这个，他看见了之后啊，他赶紧就去找他的哥哥。
When he saw Jesus, he went to find his brother.
他说什么
？What did he say?
他说我们找到弥赛亚了。
He said, "We have found the Messiah."
找到弥赛亚了。
We have found the Messiah.
这是我们极其宝贵的一个经历。
This is our precious experience.
也是我们最叫我们快乐的一件事。
That is the most happy thing to us.
他说我找到了。
We have found.
我找到弥赛亚了。
We have found the Messiah.
你知道这样说是什么意思吗？
So, do you know what does that mean?
我找到了我的目标，所以我现在有安息了。
I have found my goal, so I have a rest.
我再也不需要像其他人一样在这世上到处飘荡。
I don't have to wander around just like the rest of the world.
你知道吗？一个人不知道自己的目的是很可悲的。
You know, it is very sad for a person who does not know his own goal.
他是真正的流浪者。
He will be the true wanderer.
他在他的心里面永远没有安息。
There will be no rest in his heart.
直到他找到。
Until he finds.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
这两个门徒找到了。
These two disciples have found.
下面我们还有一点时间，我想用我自己个人的一点点经历跟大家交通。
I would like to share with you my personal experience.
在很多年以前，有一个小男孩。
Many years ago, there was a young boy.
在他出生的时候，就因为是双胞胎，爸爸妈妈没有办法同时照顾两个孩子。
At the birth, it was a twin. Because of that, the parents couldn't take care of both of them.
结果就把他寄养到另外一家人家里。
So he was entrusted to another family.
他直到三岁多的时候才回家。
Until he was 3 years old, he returned home.
当然了，这样子回家的时候跟爸爸妈妈就很陌生。
So when he first returned, he was not very familiar with his parents.
所以就有很多的隔阂。
So there's a lot of obstacles between.
而他的兄弟从小就是在家里生长。
And his brothers grew up in his own family.
就跟他爸爸妈妈非常的亲密。
And so his brother was very close to his parents.
虽然爸爸妈妈用他们最大的力量试着用他们所想要的方式来爱他。
The parents has done their best to try to love him.
但是在这个男孩的心里面一直都有一个不满足。
And yet in this young boy, there was always a dissatisfaction.
因为他注意到在一些很细小的事情当中爸爸妈妈处理他身上的事和他弟弟身上的事不一样。
Because he noticed that in the very trivial things, parents will deal differently toward him and toward his brother.
于是他就认定他的爸爸妈妈不爱他。
So he has a concept that his parents didn't love him.
他们之所以把他领回家来。
The reason that the parents would like to want him home
是因为要尽一个父母的责任。
Because the parents would like to fulfill their duty.
那时候他才五岁。
At that time, the young boy was only 5 years old.
于是他就在心里面立定心志。
So he made a determination in his heart.
他说我长大了，我一定要有自己的家。
He said that when I grow up, I'm going to have my own family.
我要我的家充满爱。
I want my family filled with love.
我要我的孩子知道我爱他。
I want my kids to know that I love them.
所以他就很用功读书。
So he studied very hard.
他在凡事上都愿意比他的兄弟花更多的时间和精力。
He would like to work harder than his brother.
他要考比他弟弟更好的学校。
He went to a better school than his brother.
在他的心里面一直都没有满足。
But yet, deep in his heart, he had never had satisfaction.
他没有办法跟他的父母认同。
He couldn't identify himself with his parents.
带着这个叹息。
With that sign,
他来到了美国。
He came to the States.
主也很怜悯他。
The Lord has mercy on him.
他读书的确是很好。
He did study pretty well.
到了美国之后就有机会在美国读。
And he got a chance to study in the States.
但是在他的心中一直都有一个不满足。
And yet, deep in his heart, he always has this dissatisfaction.
这一个不满足叫他没有任何的喜乐。
Because of that, he didn't have any joy.
人的夸奖不能让他满足。
Man's praise cannot bring him satisfaction.
直到有一天
Until one day,
一个偶然的机会
This seems a very coincident opportunity.
他来到一个聚会的里面
He came into a church meeting.
那是1992年的 Christmas.
There was a Christmas time of 1992.
来到这一家人的家里面
He went to a family.
他们请他们吃饭
The family invited him over for dinner.
在那个家中
And in that family.
他就感受到一样东西
He feels something.
这一个东西你说要他说他也说不清楚
something that he couldn't describe
你要他能够把它完全的讲述出来他也讲不清楚
something that he couldn't describe with words
但却是清清楚楚的在那里
and yet it was clearly there
他知道在这个家里面有一样 很特别的东西
he found out something very special with this family
他看见那个男主人忙忙碌碌
he found the host who was very busy
但是他好快乐
And yet he was full of joy
那个女主人也是忙忙碌碌
the
煮了好多好多的菜
The hostess was very busy cooking many dishes
请我们这些学生们来吃
They invited many students over
我仔细想想我仔细的想想我们这些人对他们能有什么益处呢
I thought about that What good can we bring to this family
他们要这样子来对我们
Why they would treat us so well?
我从他们的脸上看到一个满足。
I saw some satisfaction from their face.
难道服侍一个人就这么快乐吗？
Would that bring a joy to a person to serve others?
难道服侍一个陌生的人竟然能有这么多的快乐吗？
Would that bring some happiness to them to serve strangers?
竟然有这么多的满足吗？
It seems that it will bring much contentment to them.
这一天当他们跟我们说主耶稣爱我们
On that day when they told us that Jesus loved us
我就像这两个门徒一样
I just like these two disciples
好像内心深处一个极深的感觉一下子被触动了
There's a feeling deep on my heart was touched
那是我第一次听福音
That was the first time when I heard the gospel
但我知道我找到了
I knew that I had found
我要这个东西我要这个东西
I want this
所以那一天我就信主了。
On that day, I believe in the Lord.
没有任何的犹豫。
With no hesitation.
你说我那个时候对主耶稣有很多的认识吗
？You said that I knew the Lord much.
没有。
No.
我连圣经都没有好好看过。
I have never read the Bible too much.
我所知道的只是圣经里面创世纪的第一章、第二章。
What I knew about the Bible was the first two chapters of Genesis.
创造了天地。
God created heaven and earth.
也创造了亚当夏娃。
And he also created Adam and Eve.
以及这些在伊甸园里面发生的故事。
And what happened in the Garden of Eden.
再就是一跳就跳到马太福音。
And then jump to Matthew.
讲到主耶稣怎样是玛利亚受圣灵感孕 生下主耶稣
How Jesus was born by Mary through the Holy Spirit
这都是我们从平常能够听到的一些圣经的故事
That's what we heard from the Bible stories
但是主耶稣对我来说是何等的陌生和遥远
And yet Jesus was very strange very distant for me then
那一天我给主有一个祷告
And yet that day, I had a prayer before the Lord.
我也不知道什么叫祷告。
I didn't know you can call that a prayer or not.
我只是跟主说。
I just said to the Lord.
我说啊， 主啊，我也不知道你是谁。
Lord, I don't know who you are.
我实在不知道你他们所说的是不是真的。
I don't know what they say is true or not.
但是如果是真的
，And yet if it is true,
我愿意要你。
I want you.
我求你向我显现。
I beg you to reveal yourself to me.
我愿意看见。
I want to see.
就这么单纯的一个祷告
Just a very simple prayer.
我也没有说什么奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
I didn't even end my prayer with the, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们的主他是听人祷告的主
And yet our Lord who hears our prayer.
他也是鉴察人心的主
And he also knows our hearts.
一眨眼都17年过去了
Now 17 years has passed.
我可以在这里做一个见证。
I can testify here.
的确是 come and see.
It is true that you shall come and see.
来，你就看见了。
Come and you shall see.
你愿意到主这里来，你就能够看见。
If you are willing, then you will see.
他就要叫你看见。
You will be seen.
有一天你也能够像我这样自有把握地说。
And one day you will have this assurance as I.
我找到了。
I have found.
知道吗
Do you know that?
那一个小孩小男孩的心
That little boy's heart
经过主耶稣爱的医治
Because of the healing of the Lord
那他幼年一直 carry 过来的这一个痛苦
The hurt that he had carry over through from his childhood
今天再也不成为痛苦
They are no longer hurt at all
他心里面有的只是甘甜
What he has inside is a sweetness.
他知道他有一个天父。
He knows that he has a father in heaven.
他与他的天父是认同的。
He identifies himself with a father in heaven.
他跟他的天父是有生命的连接的。
There is a life connection with the father.
这就是把握。
And this is assurance.
这个无论外面的事怎么样子搅动你。
No matter how he was disturbed by the outward things,
你永远不会失落。
You will never be lost.
我想我的时间差不多了。
I think my time will end here.
我想我们今天交通就到这里，我们有一点祷告。
Yeah, we will end our sharing tonight, today. It's a word of prayer.
主我们的心何等的感谢你
Lord our hearts is full of thanks
谢谢你今天这样子的恩待我们
Thank you for being gracious to us today
你愿意将你自己敞开来赏赐给我们
You are willing to reveal yourself and give yourself to us
叫我们寻找的就寻见
So that we seek and you shall be found
叫我们叩门的就能够为他开
And when we knock on the door then the door shall be opened
愿意今天你在这里也施恩给在座的每一个福音朋友
May Lord you be gracious to all the gospel friends here
也施恩给每一位弟兄姊妹
And also be gracious to all the brothers and sisters
叫我们停下我们繁忙的脚步
So that we can stop for now from our busy life
再仔细地想一想我们一生到底在寻求什么
To think again what we are seeking
好叫我们一生的年日我们走的是有目的
So in our lifetime, we have a goal and directions.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我心里面有个感觉，我想
I have a feeling, a burden inside.
给今天的福音朋友一个机会。
I would like to give our gospel friends an opportunity.
如果你今天在这里，你心里面有一个感动。
If you are moved today,
你说我也愿意清楚地知道我到底在寻求什么。
You want to find out that what you are seeking.
我也愿意我一生的年日是过得有目标有方向的。
You want to, you have a directions and your goal for your lives.
我也愿意我几十年后当我到我的人生的目的终点的时候我有把握地说我找到了。
And we would have assurance after we end our lives, we can say that we have found.
请你把你的手举起来。
Please raise your hands.
主耶稣在这里。主耶稣在这里看着。
The Lord is here. He is watching.
他监察每一个人的心。谢谢，请把手放下。
Thank you.
他知道我们心里在想什么。
He knows what we are thinking.
他也知道我们到底需要什么。
He knows what we need.
只要有你，你有一点点愿意寻求的心。
If you have a little bit seeking heart,
他就要全然的满足你。
He will satisfy you entirely.
你要过一个满足的人生。
Your life will fill with a contentment.
还有没有谁愿意把手举起来？
Anyone else who would like to raise his hand?
还有没有？
Anyone else?
结束的祷告。
Then we will conclude with a prayer.
主，我们求你纪念在这里的每一个人。
Lord, we pray that you will remember every one of us here.
你知道人心。
You know our hearts.
求主，照着你丰盛的怜悯和恩典来带我们。
Lord, may you lead us according to your abundant mercy and grace.
我们把感谢和赞美都归给你。
We give you all the praise and worship.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.